Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And my questions are first to DRC. I first would like to thank the representatives of the civil society who are here to share their concerns in the onset of the intensifying conflict even now. And you did mention that there are many laws and policies, but they are weak in implementation in terms of resources and capacity. There is one such policy called the Transitional Justice Policy, which has been adopted. So how, you know, does this Transitional Justice Policy align with Women, Peace and Security agenda? How is it incorporated in this Transitional Justice Policy? There was supposed to be a National Action Plan on 1325, which ended in 2022. Is there another plan in progress? You know, and even today, it was everywhere in the news about the vulnerability of women and girls in the intensifying conflict who are vulnerable to rape and sexual abuse. Is there any interim emergency plan for their security? If you could shed light on that. Madam Chair, can I go ahead with Belarus?
Yes, please.
Yeah, my next questions is to Belarus. We really share the concern about the shrinking space for civil society organizations. In fact, we heard that the five NGOs who submitted alternative reports on domestic violence last dialogue have been liquidated, so we can understand the severe situation. However, there's a National Action Plan on Gender Equality 2021-2025, and where does the civil society stand in this action plan in terms of civil society contribution? Also, the plan itself is coming to a close, 2025 this year. So is there any discussion in renewing the plan? And of course, you know, with all that is going on, we don't have an independent national human rights institution. Is there any indication or discussion on its establishment? Just wanted to know your perspectives. Thank you so much.